Who wants to do the intro?
I always do the intro. Let's give us your best intro. You don't know what the intro is, do
I do,
you?
I do. Hang on. Oh, you're listening to the British Podcast, a World of Us cast on oneofus.net.
Two weekends.
Yeah, it's con season in the UK.
Oh yes, is it ever con season? Do you know what? The one thing that I can be super thankful for, apart from partially losing my voice last weekend, I have not, touch wood. See this?
Don't, no, cardinal sin. Do
touch
not,
wood.
Do not do that.
I was touching the wood. I haven't got the con bug.
No, do you know what though? I've got a very slightly scratchy throat.
Yeah, the slightly scratchy throat I can deal with from, like, shouting at people at the pub, but I haven't got it.
I'm worried. So, yeah, contagion, something we normally get from being in a room of sweaty nerds.
It normally hits everybody. I had a friend who couldn't come this Saturday because they got con bug from last weekend. It's the big combination of way too much alcohol, shitty food, or not eating very much because of how ridiculously fucking expensive the food is in there.
I think that's con culture of the world round though, isn't it? It's captive audience. Haven't really got to make the best food in the world.
Although I did get a free milk tea on Sunday. I was quite impressed.
Maria and I.
Because we went over and...
And you were cosplaying.
Because we were cosplaying. And
who was you cosplaying as?
Anna and Elsa from Frozen.
And where can they see pictures of you?
You can see pictures of us at Kia and Maria Cosplay on Facebook. And we were, yeah, and the boss, I think his daughter, who's little, is a really big Frozen fan. And so he said, like, he'd give us free milk tea if we took a picture with the big milk tea sign.
Oh, awesome.
And so there's a picture of us like drinking the milk tea, looking super happy next to the milk tea sign, which was gorgeous. And I had like three of them that weekend. So I was like, yeah, that was really cool.
Lovely. So yeah, we've had two major cons in the UK in the last, that's a little bit distracting.
Sorry.
Can you not play with your chest whilst I'm talking?
Apologies, everybody. You can't see that. Maybe I should apologise that they can't see it and you can see it.
Yeah. So can you please stop doing that?
Sorry.
Okay. We've had two major cons in the last 2 weeks. We've had LFCC, or LFCC Winter, as it's called.
That apparently was, just to interrupt, that apparently was the last commercial event that they will be holding at EC2 before they knock it down.
Yeah. So EC2, for those who don't know, is Earls Court, which is a Victorian... Maybe not EC2, but Earls Court is.
Yeah, it's very, very old.
It was kind of like London's premier event hall back from like the 1900s. And
I'm not sure what's older, actually. I think Olympia might actually be older.
Okay.
And I think Earls Court was built, and that's why Olympia's taken a bit out of favour. But
it's held a lot of events over the years.
Yes, it's held concerts, it's held everything.
Everyone I saw Foo Fighters at Earls Court. And obviously the Idol Home Exhibition's been there for donkey's years.
Yeah, it's been there for over 50 years.
Yeah. So, we had that one last weekend, and then this weekend we had MCM. LFCC was a very, very quiet affair.
I think quiet?
In comparison to the summer one where we had, Stanley.
Yes.
This was somber almost.
I loved it.
I did.
It was nice to be able to properly see everybody. There was no way I was going to be missing anybody. We also got a chance at that to shameless plug everybody. We did a video with some friends from Food and Cosplay and Kaiju Industries, and we filmed an awesome sequence at LFCC that I don't think would have been possible had it actually had the full capacity.
If it had been the same in May, yeah, there's no way it would have made that. But yeah, if you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, and quite frankly, if you're not, then I don't know what's wrong with you. The opening sequence where Chris Pratt as Star-Lord is on the planet and he sort of sings Come and Get Your Love. A friend of ours called Eddie, who runs a blog called Food and Cosplay, is sort of quite well known within the cosplay community in the UK, especially of taking very cool photos and sharing
beautiful photos.
Yeah, he's taken pictures of you guys before. Shares a lot of content from all around the world. Loves the soundtrack like most of us do, and it's been on heavy rotate in our household. He wanted to kind of sing it at the con, so I come up with an idea of how he could do that. And one of the guys who works for us at Need to Consume, who's known as Kaiju Industries, you know, nothing big, won a couple of Oscars in his time, you know, nothing, you know, worked on Gravity and World War Z and done, I think, consulting work on the Avengers film. It's just crazy, crazy reputation. Loves to film and edit things. So we made a little video of Eddie lip syncing to Come and Get Your Love through
let
the
them,
con.
Let them see it. Let's
That's what I want to say. I just want to kind of get it.
Thing.
So you can find it. You can either go to...
You can go on needtoconsume.com and it is our video of the week.
It is. Or you can just go to needtoconsume.com/videos and it will take you to our YouTube page.
Oh, so it will.
Vanity link, bitches. I made that the other day.
I know. You did. I think you sent it through to me. It's like, look, you can see it here. It was like I could just see it in everywhere else that everyone has ever sent it to me. But
that was fun. That was really fun. And we're hoping to do another one.
It was. I didn't get to be a part of it because I was off shooting in the cemetery, as you do.
What were you doing?
Hercules. We had a Hercules group. So we had the Muses and we had Herc and Megara.
In October in London, you're walking around in basically your underwear with a sack over you.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We did okay with the weather, didn't we?
It was beautiful.
For both cons.
Yes.
Because then it rained at MCM in May.
Oh, no, it hailstoned.
It hailstoned, didn't it? Yes.
At MCM, because there was a fantastic party. They were doing shoots outside for some of the guys who were doing 300. And so we're doing a big 300 shoot. And so they're all out. There's a big lawn there.
Buff guys in little pants.
Guys and girls in little
guys
pants.
Guys and girls.
And they were there. And so they all had their big shields and everything. And the photographer standing there has to make a run for it. On all of the 300 guys, I think, sort of like, did one of...
They've got like a child chant thing.
Yeah,
they did
a chant thing going. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. Yeah. And then they all put their shields up over their heads and created their own little 300 canopy.
It's awesome.
And then,
cool
of
guys.
Course, some of them decided that they were way... that the rain wasn't going to bother them at all, and they decided to do press-ups. In the rain.
Nothing slightly homoerotic about a bunch of semi-clad men doing press-ups in the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's something to itch. Questions?
But yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, so we had MCM this weekend, which is much more of a... Well, actually, both of them are pop culture cons.
Yes.
They're not Comic-Cons in the UK at all.
There's a very small representation for comics, but I think in general, for most of the big Comic-Cons, that is very much the tone of them now.
I would say New York is still very much Comic-Con. Even though it may be multimedia comics in terms of TV, film, it's still related to comics, where MCM...
MCM has a big, yeah.
It's manga, a massive anime manga.
Yes.
Yeah. But that was quite enjoyable. We actually went to a panel together, but I think it's the first time we've done that as a couple.
Yes. It's normally because I'm too busy doing...
cosplay stuff. Yeah. So it was quite nice having you to myself for a Saturday. We went and saw quite a cool panel, which was by a guy called... I think his name's John Schlepp or Schlepp. I can't pronounce his surname. Who directed Metapocalypse, which is... I know he's a fan favourite of the guys at One of Us. And he's now directing The Death of Superman Lives. I think I'd shown you a picture the other day of some of the design work.
Yeah.
I showed you Nicolas Cage in a...
Yeah, that was
terrifying.
As far as we got. And then I was like, no.
Yeah. But they're making a really cool documentary. And we saw like a 14-minute clip, which was really enjoyable, I thought, of seeing all the work that goes behind the scenes of films.
Oh my God, it was so fascinating.
Mm.
So fascinating.
I wanted to watch the whole thing.
Yes,
yeah.
I was sitting there just like, don't cut it, don't cut it off. But yeah, it was beautiful to watch. them building all of these different suits for the fact, and I think that was the thing of like the idea of how critical as well, if anything ever gets leaked, and obviously we've seen that so mm-hmm. often recently, mm-hmm. if anything gets leaked from a movie, the explosion or implosion of the nerd culture that is just like, no! And it's just like, you know, they were talking about one of the suits that a few things got leaked from, and it was the lighty-up suit.
Yeah, the Las Vegas suit.
And the fact that that was supposed to be a very, very, very short scene of him just being regenerated.
Yeah.
And they were trying to work it out, and obviously it was going to have all things over it. And it was interesting to see the process of that, because some of the early things, yeah, they were just like, this is shocking, but we're trying to get the idea, and we're going with this, and we're going with this. And by the end, with the sort of like, with the iridescent things, you could see that they had a really good concept of how it was going to look like something was being rebuilt. And you could definitely see how that would work on a movie set and would be a very, very short thing. But the fact that everyone was like, you can't have him in this suit, it's like, it wasn't his fucking suit.
No, no. But it was quite cool. We got to see a sort of clip with Kevin Smith in it, talking about obviously his involvement with writing it and his encounter with John Burton. And Tim Burton.
Who else was in
there? It was a lot of design guys, I think, guys like original concept artists and whatnot. But I think obviously they were trying to, they're reaching out to Nicolas Cage, I think. If he could be in it, that would be fucking incredible.
That would be really cool.
But obviously, like, I think they said they're approaching him very sensitive demeanour, because Superman means a lot to him. You know, he owns Action Comics number one, or he did until he sold it recently. His son is called Cal. And obviously, I think he thinks he's a little bit, obviously the internet has attacked him for it. So I think he's a little bit shy about it. But yeah, that was really, really cool. We got to play a couple of cool games as well.
Oh yeah, we did. I really enjoyed it. There was a game called Timeline, which we got. I think that little boy cheated.
I think he did.
I think that little fucker cheated. Because he turned all of his cards over at the beginning.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and the guy was like, no, they need to be the other way around. And I think he's a very good memory.
Okay. So yeah, we went to the... What's lovely?
Not being beaten by like a 9-year-old.
No. So we visited the board game area, which was really cool. Nice big area. Endeavium Games. But it was a nice big demo early, and we played Doppel, which is a game that we've got, which is a cool, like, snap-based game. But we then played this other little game. But a little game where you had lots of different cards with things from history on it, and we had to put them in an order. You had to kind of guess where it was. But I think it was a quite little cool game, wasn't it?
I really, really, really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed
the fact that my degree's in history, and I was still, obviously, like, there are certain things on there that you're just like, probably before that, and you're like, no.
But Zombie Dice was cool. I really enjoyed Zombie Dice.
I don't know if I could play that massively, but you know, time.
You could take it to a con and just play it once or twice, I think, just to kind of kill a bit of time. If you're like, wait, hang on, it's a very simple game compared to, say, I don't know, Firefly.
Firefly is beautiful
and awesome. How the new expansion pack isn't in our possession yet, I do not know.
I don't know how that's happened.
No. But that was really cool, sort of going around and sort of playing that. And just sort of obviously seeing all the cosplay. We tried to see Jessica Negri.
Yeah, I got...
You got a nod from her, didn't you?
I did get a nod from her. I was quite impressed.
Yeah.
She was happy with my costume, so I was quite good. But we got there on the Sunday and decided to go. And they were, at this point, giving out tickets. And I think she was starting at 2 and was up to ticket 280. And so we got there at 11:30, so a good few hours before she was going to get there. And I got ticket number 595.
Holy shit. Hey, you didn't tell me that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. We kept going back. We'd leave it a few hours and we'd leave it like an hour and a half and sort of go back, and we're just like... And then at the end of the day, the poor guy who's been harassed on the thing all day and was like, I'm really sorry. I was like, is she done for the day? And he was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. I think you've been getting a bit of abuse all day. And I was just
it's not his
fine.
Fault, is it? I mean,
it's cool. No, thanks for just letting us know. And he's just like, I said, well, you know, you can get to go home now. And he's like, I just feel so awful. All I've done all day is disappoint people.
Aww.
And it was just like, yeah. it was really sweet. He was just like, I don't think I'm going to have a good evening. Just all I've
just
done today.
Just go home and just drink some whiskey and just play all by myself.
Yeah, no, he really did sound like he'd had a bit of an emotional time with it all.
Did you see whether people, and this is my pet hate with some cons, that some people just do not have a social awareness of how much time they're monopolising with a guest at a con?
I did not stand around that area that long. We walked past Jessica's table maybe 3 times that day, and that was basically it. So I wasn't going to stand there and sort of stare longingly at whatever outfit she was wearing. I was just like, she got her shit to do. I'm not going to go and sort of try and bother anybody. So yeah, I was just like, it's cool, it's fine. Yeah. She seemed to be really, like, loads of my friends also bumped into her at the hotel and everything like that. And I was like, it's really cool. It's nice. She seemed to be very sort of open and friendly and chatty with everybody. But no, I don't know about anybody sort of monopolising time at all.
I downloaded Stunt Guy today.
Oh, yes. Stunt Guy's awesome. Well, I was playing that 5 or 6 months ago.
Yeah. I didn't realise how quite addictive that game is.
I know. I sat there for ages playing it. So it's a game that's on Android or on iOS.
Yeah.
And it's called Stunt Guy. And it is...
It's like one of the... It's basically a game where you've just got to race through traffic and pull off stunts by jumping over things, knocking cars into other cars.
Yeah.
But it's like the further you get, the more points you unlock. You can upgrade your car and da, 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 da. It's one of those freemium games, but I haven't spent any money. I'm not going to spend any money on it. But it was quite cool. And speaking to the guys who are behind it, who I think some of them are based here, aren't they?
They're based in Canterbury.
They're based in Canterbury, which is cool.
I've got a little Stunt Girl t-shirt that I got like 6 months ago.
I haven't seen
ago.
You wear that.
Yeah, you have.
Have you? Oh. We'll have to try and get them on the podcast.
Yeah, they're really... They're friends of friends.
Friends of friends. It's always good to have friends of friends. Yeah.
But yeah, no, they... yeah, they're based in Canterbury. And so it's quite cool. The game is horribly addictive. My favourite part is when you crash and then you get thrown out of your car and you like hit the ground like
you sort of skin. There's a nice trail of blood.
Massive trail of blood. And then sometimes, if you're really lucky, a car comes behind and runs you over.
Oh, I haven't had that happen.
You haven't had a car. This is one of the best parts. You get all these track marks of blood.
Sorry, what? I'm playing the game. What did you say? Should we talk about the big elephant in the room?
What's the big elephant in the room?
Should we talk about week 8 of fantasy football?
Oh, it's good. So, as everyone knows, a little bit of competition between Dan and I.
We're not competitive.
No. Mm-mm.
Yes, we are.
You got to lose, boy.
So, in our little fantasy football league that we're part of...
We're at week 8.
We're at week 8, like everyone is at week 8. Yeah,
and week 8 means more to us.
And week 8 is the showdown between Kira and I in the league, and we both currently have a 5-2 record.
Oof.
And we're both currently playing each other in the playoff bracket to face off against each other. This is fucking tense. So, after Thursday night's game, Kira took a very early lead of 42 points with 3 of her players. Arian motherfucking Foster.
I'm going to break his legs.
Literally wipes that out by himself.
Not by himself. How much? What was his point?
37 points.
Yeah, it's not wiping it out. Like,
he brought it back within five points. Man. Yeah.
Seriously,
by the end of play on Sunday night, which is Sunday night to us, and to most of you, it's probably the middle of the day. And just.
Yeah, no, it's
early evening.
Yeah.
We currently stand where I am. On 141 points, and Ms. Sunder is on 137.5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She has the Dallas D to play, who have an average of 4.5 points or 4.9
points. 4.9
points. So I think...
You mean I win?
I'm going to get robbed.
I sort of have to cheer on the Cowboys.
You have to cheer on the Cowboys. America's team.
Like... Jerry, I might actually write to Jerry. Jerry, you and I might tweet at him. Does Jerry Jones have a Twitter?
I doubt he's coherent enough to have a Twitter account.
Jerry Jones, the man.
But we've been kind of smack-talking each other quite publicly on Facebook, haven't we?
Yeah.
and other people are not getting involved. They've kind of commented it's a bit awkward. Why? So I'm at work and you're at home or in London. We've been calling each other all kinds of names, but we have. And the more I think about this, this is incredibly fucking middle class of us to have this.
Yeah.
We decided to make it a bit of a wager. What did we do?
Well, we enjoyed our bottle of Cristal so much that we had on the last podcast that we decided to make it that the loser has to buy the winner a bottle of champagne. But because Dan was so scared that he was going to lose, he didn't make it a bottle of Cristal.
Whoa. Go fuck yourself. I decided I wasn't going to spend £150 on a bottle of fucking champagne. If you said to me...
£40 a glass, it's nothing.
If you said to me, the wager is £150 worth of book tokens to spend at a comic book shop, I would have just jumped at it. But I'm not spending £150 on alcohol for a win. So I think £50 is more than sufficient for a bottle of alcohol.
So we're buying Bollinger instead.
That's like two crates of Curious Brew.
I've downgraded it to Bollinger. Just
downgraded it. Oh, I'm so sorry. You have to come out of your fucking ivory tower with the rest of us mere mortals and drink a £50 bottle of champagne.
It's
£38. We said 50.
Well, Bollinger is £38. There's nothing you could get a bottle of like Rosé Laurent Pignon, but. No, I don't want rosé.
Because it's the Bollinger Bowl, because that's what we called
it. We've now called it the Bollinger Bowl, yeah.
Yes, we are sponsored by Bollinger.
Fucking wish. That'd be quite love nice. That. Yeah. Bollinger 1990, but now
can you imagine crates of Bollinger being delivered here because we do a podcast? That would just be the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard.
The Bollinger 1990 is really nice.
Oh, God, you sound so middle class.
It's so nice.
But yes, so we are... It was coming up 8:30 on Monday evening in the UK. We won't know till tomorrow morning when I wake up at 6 to go to work what the final score is and who wins.
So if I wake up to Dan sobbing into his own pillow, I'll know. I'll know there and then that I won.
And also, Bears, you suck. Why the fuck am I a Bears fan?
Because you're a Bears fan.
Who I haven't really paid attention to. Sorry, Caitlin. Sorry, Kate, not Caitlin. I apologise.
It's amazing. I'm just so excited. So excited.
Shut up.
We've had actually a pretty exciting day in general because we've also heard some other really exciting need to consume news.
Yeah, this is quite cool. There's a comic out there which I highly recommend you pick up if you like scary shit. There's a comic by a Scottish team called And Then Emily Was Gone, which is all based on old Scottish folk stories of weird creatures and whatnot. The art I think is deliberately
rough.
Yeah, I wouldn't say awful or bad. It's jarring.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. It slightly reminds me of The Man Who Smiles.
Yeah,
in a black and whitey type, because it's colour. The first cover, I think, was black and white, though.
It may well have been, because it has come out already in the past as an independent comic in black and white.
That's where I've seen it.
But it's now being done by Comics Tribe.
But, it's got that sort of haunting look to it, where you look and you're just like, oh, there's something that just sets me off a little bit.
Off kilter, sort of. And we've been reviewing that on the website, and we're going to be on the back cover of issue 5.
It's so cool.
And this comic's like, getting like rave reviews around the world, so our little website is gone legit.
It's gone legit. You're so happy.
I'm over the moon.
I'm really happy.
It validates us in a weird. I know it's like, oh, you shouldn't have to fucking worry about anyone's validation, but
it's lovely to be able to like join all of the things together, because I was talking to somebody today and I one thing that I find really, really important is the fact that I really do care about a lot of the people that contribute. It's like when we talk about like the guys from Food and Cosplay, it's just like, you know, they're fantastic, but we want to showcase their work.
Go follow them, by the way, on Twitter or on Facebook. Just type in Food and Cosplay and you'll find them. They're awesome.
But do you know what I mean? They put so much passion into that, and so many people do within like all sorts of different industries, and that's why I like the indies. And
speaking of industries, sorry, we should also mention Kaiju Industries. Kaiju as in Godzilla Kaiju. So, and he does some awesome work as well, so please do go and follow him.
Plus, oh, you have to have a look on his thing, because he put up an amazing picture of a walking... it's the second one that we've seen in 2 weeks, but a Walking Dead Disney group that was at MCM this weekend.
Oh, the Walking Disney.
Well, they were a different group. So there's been two. There was one at
MCC. Oh, I thought it was the same group.
Not the same group, because Caitlin was doing someone else that day. Oh. So, yeah, different group, but same sort of premise.
So a bunch of Disney characters, but like in the Walking Dead universe.
As if they were in the Walking Dead. Yeah, it was awesome. So cool. So fantastic. So yeah, he got a fantastic photo of all of them. Mm. So it's so pretty.
But yeah, we're really proud of our little community we formed. And I think, as I said, you know, I've said this before, it's things like Spill.com and Chris and Brian and Leon, sorry, not Leon, Martin is his real name. It's those guys who kind of inspired me to want to do this. And we're doing really well. And it's definitely helped me a lot, bring a lot of focus to my life in the last year, I think. And it's definitely helped... I don't know, it's been fun. Stressful, but fun.
Yeah, I love the fact that we can bring together so many people, and then to see people collaborating who have never met each other, or then being like, oh, I'm going to that con, you know, we could all meet up for a drink. And just like, these are people that we've brought together through Twitter, or bumping into them for a very short time at a con. And
sup, Greg?
Yeah, bumping into someone.
A Canadian.
A Canadian.
Who's obsessed with the Welsh.
Yeah.
Because of Doctor Who.
I love it, but it's just like, you know, I'm sitting there in my Robin costume, my Robin t-shirt, and so he's just like, are you going to the con? Because I sort of have no idea where I'm going, but I'm assuming...
follow the cosplayers.
Well, I wasn't even cosplaying, I was just wearing my Robin t-shirt. Yeah. It has a cape. Oh, love my cape.
Oh, the Velcro cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's so fantastic to sort of see all of that coming together, just because the randomness of what we've done and who we've brought together.
Mm.
And as we continue to build that, I think it's fantastic.
So go check out needtoconsume.com, please. That's very, very important.
How loud was that? You're going to have blown someone's ears out.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Are you okay, listeners?
Yes. So freaky at the moment. Oh, speaking of freaky.
In more ways than one.
What ways? Yeah, because we've got Halloween coming.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to talk about what you've been reading at the moment.
Oh, I could talk about... Should I talk about that first? What should I talk about?
It's entirely up to you.
So, what I've been reading at the moment...
Which actually segued quite nicely from what you were talking about a minute ago.
Yes, it does, because... I didn't even get that. That's how clever I am today.
See, I'm a professional at this.
Yeah, I didn't even get that. I have started reading The Walking Dead.
Welcome to 2003.
I know. Aren't I special?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I am now up to volume 6. I think I've been reading it for 7 days.
So... by the next podcast, you should...
I'll probably have finished it.
You'll be nigh on up to date.
I'll have finished. We'll be up to date.
Is it as good as what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I don't think I really had... I'd obviously heard people going on about different things. And I didn't... I try and come into pretty much anything, whether someone says something's going to be really, really good or someone says something's going to be really, really shit. I will try and come in with a completely unbiased opinion and try and not let any of that, and just be able to make up my own mind about it. And I love it. I also had the most irritating of few days of someone decided to not fill in the gaps that they have in their Walking Dead thing.
Collection.
Know, collection, thing, series, whatever. Thing.
I didn't need to, because I had a best friend who had all of them, so I just borrowed them from him.
I know, but 20 minutes. I'd have to go on the train for 20 minutes. Anyway, so I sped through 1, 2, and 3 and then was like, oh, I could order 4. And this was on Tuesday, I think it was. I was like, I could order 4.
So this was almost a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that will take a couple of days to come. Then I won't get it till Thursday. And I'm going into London tomorrow. So, you know, oh, what was I doing? Anyway, I was doing something. I don't think it was in London.
No, you were in Canterbury.
I was in Canterbury. And so I went into our local comic book store. 3, 3, 3, 5. And I'm like, maybe it's just not in order. 6, 7, 8, 9. I swear it has every single 1 to 21 in there. And not 4, but 3 threes. And I was like, you were just fucking with me. And so then when we went to, I ended up getting wrapped up in so worky type stuff.
You didn't go to both the bookstores in Canterbury then?
No.
So I did.
Yes.
Yesterday on Sunday, I went out to try and get it for you, and they both had 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 10, 11. It's like, wow, someone does not want Keir to read this comic.
Well, I went through the whole of MCM.
Oh, we went through the Comic Con. We went to every stand we found every Walking Dead. Anyone who was selling comic books, which was quite rare. Anyone we found.
At least 5 of them.
Yeah.
And I went round all of them again on Sunday.
It's like 1, 2, 8, 9, 10. It's like, the fuck?
I was like, do you not have 4? And they were like, no. Why? Is there something particularly special that happens in 4 that you don't want me to know about? Nothing particularly special or out of the ordinary happens in 4 anyway. Mm. But it was just like, yeah, it was so fucking frustrating.
Oh, sorry, you're yawning.
I am, I'm
are we
sorry.
Keeping? Are we keeping you up at past 8?
Probably. I could have fallen asleep at 2:30 this afternoon. I am really tired.
You do take cat naps though occasionally.
Yeah.
But you're enjoying it. That's the important thing.
I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
It's horrific, and I'm loving it in all of its horrific glory.
So does it kind of remind you a lot of We're Alive?
No, surprisingly not.
Oh, okay.
I feel it has an extremely, extremely different flavour to it. And I obviously got completely into We're Alive, was so obsessed with it. I still miss characters. It's okay. Sol. It's fine. It's still in my heart.
So what about Bert?
It's all about Sol.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah, I feel it has a really, 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 really different feel to it. I'm loving the many different faces of Rick and his mini meltdowns, I'm sure, at one point. He's gone pretty fucking far at times.
Yeah, you've got much more to come.
Oh, I'm sure I do. Yeah. He is a man no longer of this world. That's how I very much feel about him. We did get I think it might have been at the end of the last four, actually, was his fantastic speech that he gives to everybody. And
if you haven't read it,
is when he's just like, we are the walking dead.
Yeah.
Do you not understand?
Yeah.
We are the dead. I also now have a horrible feeling that he may have buried Alan and didn't actually shoot him. Because he keeps going over and talking to the grave, and it's really weird.
That's not the weirdest thing you're going to see in this book, so.
But, no, I'm sure it isn't, but.
But I'm guessing our bookshelf is going to swell very, very quickly.
I've ordered 5 more. They're not in the order. But I'm going
to
fill them.
You're trying to fill gaps in, yeah.
Yeah, I'm filling in. Well, no, they're not. They're not. They're making a few more gaps.
Okay.
But yes, by the time that this next podcast goes out, we'll probably have the entire collection.
Awesome. As we do.
Because I'm an idiot. Mm. And once I get reading something, I'm actually quite upset because I've read 4 and 5 today and have now started 6 and now I've realised I don't have 7. But I am in London tomorrow, so I'll probably spend an extortionate amount of money in Orbital. It cost me £10.50 today for 4 and I was so upset.
Yeah, you could just order them.
I wanted to smack myself in the face because it cost me £3.50 if I bought it off Amazon.
Wow, if you, £3.50? Oh, it was cheaper. £3.50 cheaper.
No, you can get them for £3.50.
Holy shit.
I know, that's why I'm going to buy them all.
Oh, okay. Are they like secondhand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say they must be, but.
But I'm still like.
No, I don't. I'm at kind of that thing of like, Unless it's like...
If it says news used very good, I'm extremely happy with that.
Yeah, because I'm going to read through them and I'm going to thumb them and I'm, you know, they're going to...
I take them on the train. They go in my bag. I carry them around. Like, as much as they're gorgeous, I mean, some of the obviously things you just can't possibly take out of the house, but I'm not like, I'm not
going to get Martini edition.
Yeah, I just spotted that out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, that bitch ain't going nowhere because it's heavy. But yeah, so I'm super happy about that. I'm probably sure at one point I'll just be like, ugh, I really probably shouldn't be reading this.
I think there is the one panel which...
Yeah, you keep going on about this one panel. And I have a really horrible feeling that I'm going to be so mentally and physically scarred that I'm probably going to breeze by this panel and you're just going to be like, where are you? And I'm just going to tell you where I am and you're going to be like, so has anything happened with this?
Because...
And I'm just going to be like... Yeah, oh yeah, no, that happens, and they're this, and then you'll just be like, you are a cold heart.
No, not at all, because I think everyone brings, like anything in life, everyone brings their own baggage to anything they're reading or watching. It's like, I mean, I've watched episodes of Simpsons that have made me well up, because there may be a particularly poignant story between Bart and Lisa, and having a little sister of my own, and sort of seeing certain things, it's really affected me. Reason recently about this little girl in England who's like not much younger than my own daughter, who's got like some ridiculously fucking rare cancer, having a horrible, horrible operation to save her life, just fucking broke me. But I would imagine other people would look at that and go, oh, that's quite sad. Mm. But I think it's just what you bring to that. So it could be anything, you know, from any previous life experiences which you've had, which inform how you, I mean, I've seen people who sat there and watched films that I've been blubbing my fucking eyes out to.
Like Up. I don't get it.
You don't get the first 15 minutes of Up? Seriously, you weren't moved by the first 15 minutes of Up?
No.
Yeah, you're a fucking monster. How?
I think we have previously discussed this. I was in Thailand discussing the, you know, breaking down of my own marriage with the person that I was then married to and just being like, so I'm going to move out when I get home.
Okay, so there we go. Your shell was probably so fucking hard at that point that you just weren't going to let anything in. So, no, I saw that film after 18 months of trying to have a child, then literally weeks beforehand, my ex-wife actually sort of falling pregnant with our daughter. If we hadn't have been, I dread to think what would have happened in the cinema. I think we may have left.
I think
we would have had to have left. I would have been upset about it, but I think she would have been far, far worse, which is understandable and natural when you're going through something as horrible as that. But yeah, I think if you watch a film that's got, I don't know, a thing about friendship or a thing about family or loss, you relate everything to your own life. No?
Yeah, no, I'm not, it's just like, I suppose I'm very much of the opinion that everything in my life, good, bad, really horribly ugly or not, has brought me to here. And so if I am, even if it's not the best possible time of my life, I'm here. And that in itself is wonderful. And so for me, it's just like, I wouldn't change even any of the horrific things that have happened in my past, because all of those tiny little things inform the person that I am and have built the person that I am now.
But that sounds like you don't reflect on things.
No, I do, but I'm not going to let it continue to hinder, and I find that I'll deal with things and I'll very much go through and analyse and overanalyse and analyse again and look at sort of like what got me into a situation that was bad, what did I sort of do, but I'm not going to continue to have it tear me up.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that, you know, we do... You know, why do we fall, Bruce? It's the whole thing of we make mistakes to learn how to be better from them.
Mm-hmm.
it's the whole thing about, you know, a master has done things 1,000 times wrong before a beginner's even begun, you know, because that's how they became a master. But in terms of bringing everything to when you watch a film, as I said, people who, and it's people who go, sort of go, oh, you don't understand, you haven't got a family. That's a little bit fucking condescending, but there is a point to that as well. It's not, it doesn't mean anyone's a monster, but if they watch a film and watch a child is very, very ill, they instantly just pin that onto their own life. Because that's what we do with film and TV and comics and everything else. That's what I mean. I think it's not a case of you. I mean, from what you're sort of saying, it sounds like you're sort of saying, "Oh, everything's in my past, and I don't really bother me anymore." But things will bother you. There are things that you'll watch, and it will remind you of something, or you'll relate it to your own past, and you know, whether it's family or friends or anything, you will. I think, unless it, you know, I'm completely wrong, and only I do this. You project yourself onto that story or those characters, no?
I suppose I maybe don't.
Do you disconnect when you watch and read stuff?
I suppose I just try and look at it of just like, yes, I can understand that something has an emotional value to it in terms of the, you know, it can trigger things in you, and I do read things, and sometimes people put things in, they're just like, you know, trigger warning, and it's just like, yeah, I understand that completely, but it's not necessarily something that happens to me. Okay. I don't tend to find that I can sort of look at it and be like, yes, my story for this part of my life was very, very similar to that, or whatever it is, so I can empathize with it, but I'm not necessarily going to let it crazily affect me.
Okay, no, so I mean, as I said, I mean, there's times when if I know that I'm feeling quite emotional for whatever reason, if I'm on a high or sort of a low, if I'm just on a low, there's this like one piece of music I can just kind of stick on, and it just kind of, it's a bit like a cleansing thing, because I project a lot of the shit part of my life kind of is summed up by that bit of music, and it will just kind of help. Like, if I kind of feel like I need a good cry, which I'm not ashamed to kind of admit, in terms of sometimes you just want to kind of just,
I think they can be very cathartic.
It's very cathartic and cleansing. So, but I project a lot of anything that's bad that's gone on, whether it's anything to do with my past, anything that's going on currently in my life. If it's at a point where I just kind of need to corticize it, like I need to I need to lock it away now. It's like, okay, so not lock it up. I need to just let it out. I can project something onto, and it will be that particular piece of music, a pressure valve. Yeah, but so you don't. I don't know. Do you not deal with things in that nature, or
definitely? And you'll know. It's definitely, there are certain things that happen, and I will react badly to them. How to say things without like going into a long story. Certain things will happen, and I can become sort of over emotional in terms of the idea of just like, for what is happening, maybe the emotions that are there aren't quite necessarily fully against that particular situation. They're more of just like, this has happened before, and it brings up all of that bad of something else happening. That means that your emotional reaction to it is probably based more on past events than necessarily what exactly is going on at the moment. So yes, I do get that, and I can get weird about stuff in that way, but I try and not do that, because I think that also that can be really, really unfair on friends or whoever it is that are now in this new situation that isn't necessarily in any way related to the previous situation, but they're getting the backlash for it.
Emotional or otherwise. An example of that recently for me is playing the Bioshock Infinite DLC. I relate to Booker DeWitt a lot as a father, and the end of Bioshock Infinite, and then the end of the first episode of the DLC is actually quite harrowing for me, like, in terms of it, that strikes a chord with me in a big way, which probably it doesn't with you.
No, it means nothing to me.
No, but that's what I mean. That's what I'm kind of just saying. Yeah. In the case of, I don't sort of think I'm some fucking kind of wise talking, crack shot with a, like, skyhook. or anything like that.
So I want to cosplay Elizabeth. No, I get it.
So if I cosplay as Booker DeWitt, is that going to be weird when we kiss in front of people?
Oh, yeah.
I love that picture of... is it the characters from The Last of Us? And they're a couple, and then they start making... And then there's a picture of them making out, and someone's like, you're doing it wrong!
I'm just like, why is this happening? Yeah, because it's always very, very... Like, cosplay is that funny sort of thing. If, like, you end up sitting there, and I've sat there very happily in my Harley costume, like, still fully done up, sitting there having a chat and a laugh with Batman. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, but not quite as wrong as, say, like, you know, people making out or whatever, if they were, you know... It'd be like going as Luke and Leia, a pair of us, and then us two, like...
I was going to say, that does actually happen.
We are cosplay, like, purists. Yeah, yeah, it's just...
We're doing it according to the script of the movie.
Yeah, I'm pre-Empire Luke, where I still have a raging hard-on for my sister.
So, that was the thing. I was like, don't say it, Leah. Please, no. I know she was going to say it.
Somehow, I've always known.
Now we're doing Tina from Bob's Burgers.
That's more.
Oh my god, I just can't deal with it.
Is there other noise? She goes, ha, 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 ha,
no, that I can probably do. It's that noise.
The music in that so we are jumping all over the place. The music in that program, because I've been watching it, there's a song Gene writes, and it's all about basically how Edison electrocuted, and there's evidence of it, there's video of it on the internet. Of Edison electrocuting an elephant. She walks onto a metal plate. Her name was Topsy. And he basically electrocutes her. And she keels over and dies. That's an actual video. And their teacher is this Edison fanboy. And Louise has always put in her volcano. And she's got an understanding with him. That was her previous science teacher. But he's then off ill. And this guy comes in who's an Edison impersonator. And is like, yep. We're having no volcanoes for many of you. It's bullshit. It's not for a science fair. You need to do something different. So he gives Louise Edison, and then she somehow comes across the whole idea and like, I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to show him what his God did. And Gene writes this love song between the elephant and Edison, and it's fucking beautiful. It's really, really nice. Sort of, I'm like, this gives me an idea for like an article. About elephant man love. No,
If you're going to talk some elephant man love, we have to go with Bradley Cooper and Jimmy not being able to get through their thing on the elephant man.
I couldn't watch that clip for too long. There's only so much I can watch of two bros just like laughing their heads off. Bob's Burgers back. Hang on, follow a tangent back. So, elephants, Bob's Burgers, me making a weird noise, emotions.
You missed out brothers and sisters or family members kissing in cosplay.
Yes.
And then we're back to emotions.
Back to emotions. Brits talking about emotions, how about that?
Oh, it's quite terrifying.
Stiffer up Liffin.
Speaking of things that we are going to be doing, and it's
that
okay
wasn't a very good tangent.
No, did
you say, Dan? Did you say, what are we doing next, Dan? Yeah, that's what I said. We are professional.
I'm too tired.
Don't bang your legs.
I'm sorry, I'm so tired. I need to stretch. My legs are killing me.
Yeah, stop banging things.
Stop banging things.
No, don't do that. Stop. Stop picking your phone up and dropping it.
That's what I do.
No, because I can hear it in the headphones.
Oh, God. Being so mean to me this evening.
No, I'm trying to... Professional, damn you!
Being so mean to me. Uh-huh. So, we're going to a Halloween party. Dan might not make it out alive from it because we're going as Splicers.
We are. Because we're enjoying Bioshock stuff a lot again at the moment. I've really fallen back in love with Rapture.
Yeah, Rapture's beautiful.
Yeah, to the point I bought a whole book about Rapture, which I need to read because I always want to read about Andrew Ryan and Fontaine Industries and...
Fucking crazy people.
And fucking crazy people who take way too many weird chemicals. But yeah, we're going as Splicers. We'll have to get a picture up on Need to Consume, I think, once we're all ready.
Yeah, that reminds me, I need to do the masks.
Yeah, well, we've got this week to do it, so we can get that done. But we'll put a picture up.
Mm-hmm, I'm working till like midnight every night this week.
I know.
Was there anything else? Not the only really. Other thing?
Age of Ultron trailer?
Oh, so
I want that
cool.
Pinocchio music.
The Pinocchio music is... Yeah, I was talking about with the guy that I met on the train last night. Was talking about the Pinocchio music, and we were both like, yeah, it's really weird.
Nice, though. Disney, who own Marvel, were like, yeah, we can now let you do things like this because, you know, it won't cost you anything. But, yeah, the fact that he even quotes it, like, verbatim...
Yeah.
He says, now I'm free. You'll see no strings on me. It's like, I wonder whether it's going to be a whole thing of he's going to be obsessed with, like, Pinocchio a bit of breaking free of his master's control. And
yeah.
Same as, like, with, like, Short Circuit. He was sort of obsessed with, like, Frankenstein's monster and things like that. Although that's a terrible leap between Ultron and Short Circuit. But the whole idea of AI becoming sentient and breaking free of their master's control.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Odd how no one's that excited about Ant-Man. It seems to be that, I think, out of the two films that they're going to release next year, I think...
Everyone's completely forgotten, I think, about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It's attempting to.
I think it's going to be the first major dark... I think it will still sell well because Marvel have built up enough goodwill with their fans.
I will go and see it, but yeah. I won't, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and see it three times, go and see it.
Which is...
I think that's the only time I have ever... No, maybe I saw Titanic three times. I might have.
Oh.
As a teenage girl.
I didn't know that.
I know.
That informs me massively about you, and I need to add that to the psych file that I'm keeping on you.
It's Leo.
But a massive plus for seeing Guardians three times, so... Which is out next month on Blu-ray.
I am so excited.
So we can watch that on repeat. We had some good films this year. We had Lego Movie.
Everything
we had Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
We had, not that I saw it, but we saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Sorry, we had Dawn of the Planet of the Apes come out.
I haven't seen any of them.
I know, we need to catch up and watch these films. Godzilla was really, really good. I enjoyed
his
that.
Bro on the boat.
Did you watch that with me?
Yeah.
You did watch that with me? I didn't think you saw that. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did. I did find that I did expect them to almost, like, fist pump at one point. Of just like, hey, dude, yeah.
We took down that bitch, yeah. And did you watch X-Men Days of Futures Past as well?
No.
You didn't watch that? Okay, cool. Because you got the really cool Quicksilver sequence, so we need to get that and watch that. Well, we did actually buy a couple of Steelies, didn't we?
Yes, we bought some Steelbooks. We bought...
Which is a weird collector's thing in the Blu-ray world.
Yeah, what did we buy? We bought Totoro.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen.
Chris, we brought My Neighbour Totoro. I know how much you love My Neighbour Totoro.
I haven't seen My Neighbour Totoro. But we do have a friend of a friend who cosplays as My Neighbour Totoro.
It's fucking amazing.
It literally is like 9 foot tall.
I thought it was like a Studio Ghibli like commissioned piece.
Perfect.
It is.
And it's just, it's so cool.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's yeah. It's like 6 foot wide. It's massive.
Yeah. He has someone guide him around.
Yeah.
He just cannot see out of it. We got that. We got Howl's Moving Castle, which is another beautiful film.
I haven't seen that either.
You got The Aviator.
I did, because I love it.
And then, for some reason, you want to inflict this on me, you brought The Road.
Yeah.
Because I need to watch a film about a father and his child, like, going through harrowing times right now. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And bring it full circle to emotions. No, I've heard it's a very...
To The Walking Dead.
About The Walking Dead, yeah. I've heard it's a very, very good film.
It's I really love it because, you know, it's emotional. I can do emotions. I'm not a cold-hearted bitch.
You cried at The Iron Giant.
I did. It's not that I don't cry at things, but I don't necessarily liken it to my own life. I'm maybe not that self-involved.
What did you watch when I was at work and you were in tears?
Toy Story 3.
Oh, I loved you a little bit more when you told me that. I fell in love with you just a little bit more because, yeah, you've got to cry at Toy Story 3.
But it was just because it wasn't pulling on emotional heartstrings in terms of memory. It was just gorgeous.
Some things can be, you know, and it's bittersweet as well. Hmm. It's beautiful and sad all at the same time. I think there is definitely you can be connected to things emotionally with it, but yeah, it's just beautiful. I hope they don't make a fourth one.
No.
I don't mind the little shorts, but making a whole other film, I don't need to do that. It's like they could do other things.
So,
like the incredible sequel.
On that note, shall we tell Disney? No, tell, yeah, no.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah. Disney Pixar.
I'm like, yeah, it's Pixar. I was like, it's Pixar.
Yeah, Disney Pixar Marvel. Pixar.
Yeah. Tell Disney what they can and can't do. Please make this. Please don't make that.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah. Don't listen to them. Actually, they're quite good with their fan base. They do seem to listen on the whole. They do have an idea of what's...
Do not make Frozen 2. If I hear anything about there being, I will be very impressed.
I think they're going to, though. It was such a fucking box office smash.
Sad.
Yeah, but then Elsa could go fucking batshit insane.
Right, if Elsa goes dark,
yeah,
then well,
which should have happened. It
I'm
should
so
have happened.
I'm so looking forward to doing my Elsa cosplay for next year.
Your punk rock one.
Yeah. I'm gonna do punk rock.
I was gonna say, what I did like was about the fact that Marvel were hyping up the Age of Ultron trailer, and it was gonna preview in the next episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the States.
Yep.
Some douchebag then leaked it online via Google Drive.
Yeah.
So, like, a tweet came out from Marvel just saying, I think it was, damn it, Hydra. And then they put the trailer out.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was quite cool. That's them making the best of a bad situation, yeah.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate that.
That's good marketing, like... I think. They've got someone decent behind their social marketing there, I think.
Mm.
But...
Anywho, I think I need a beer. I know it's Monday night.
I could do with a beer.
But you're not allowed. I can have beer.
Why can't I have a beer? Can I have some coffee ice cream?
You can have whatever you want.
I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. Body like a temple. Be good, be good, be good. You said beer. Why did you say beer for?
Because I'm going to have a beer.
You're not. There's no beer in the house.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
There's four underneath the sink.
Nope. They went in the fridge last night. That's what we drank. Sorry, we're getting into domestic stuff now. Should we wrap
there's
up
no
and...
beer.
Shall we wrap up now?
Yeah, I'm going to cry myself to sleep. You can find me not crying.
In the corner.
A really, really, really stupid face on Facebook at Kia Maria Cosplay. You can see Maria doing an awesome Gwen Stacy because she was Gwen on Saturday. So that was fantastic. And you can tell her just how awesome her coat looks because it was so cool. And you can also check us out on needtoconsume.com. Come and have a look at our video because it's really, really, really cool. You can check out all of the other
share things. It as well, please.
Yeah, give it a share. Give it a thumbs up on YouTube because I like that.
Help us out. We're only equal. It was quite nice if you can help us grow. Yeah, I think that's about everything, isn't it? Facebook, Twitter, all that new usual shenanigans. Let Chris and Brian and everyone know what you think of us. If you're bored of listening to Brits like talk about their emotions and films, then tell them, because we only do this for a bit of fun. If you don't want to listen to us...
They
want to
kick us off. We're, you know, apart from staking out their homes, we won't take it too badly.
No. We will find you and we will kill you. On that note, thank you very much.
And we will see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.